Last week, the New South Wales Police Force carried out one of its most extensive drug dog operations in recent history. The move has been labelled as an abuse of rights and came as a surprise to many, as the New South Wales Police Force was recently reprimanded by the New South Wales Police Watchdog in a report that heard police officers were conducting potentially illegal strip searches of minors. The strip searches are always a result of indication by drug sniffer dog, a method that was initially intended to be used as a last resort, but is now employed on a mass scale statewide. Facebook page Sniff Off works to alert civilians when a drug dog is being deployed by simply updating their status with the location and time that the dog and the police officers are seen. The page was kept busy last week and throughout the weekend as they carried out a recorded 36 hits across Sydney. But for every hit the police force carried out, Sniff Off updated its Facebook page to alert the punters in the respective area. The Eastern Suburbs Police Force significantly increased their visibility over the weekend in a move Sniff Off spokesperson Everett O'Donnell says was undoubtedly targeted.
We found on Saturday that there was quite a large operation at Coogee Beach. We found out that that was an actual tactic from the New South Wales Police to show like a bit of force for the coming summer. I think as the weather's heating up and more people are getting out in Sydney, I think that was a definite tactic from the police to get out there and be seen last weekend.
Razor's Edge understands that venue managers and owners across Sydney are becoming increasingly frustrated with these inspections as they begin to impact patrons and business. One manager of a prominent eastern suburbs hotel and eatery was forced to intervene over the weekend as police escorted an 80-year-old man from a pokies room after he refused to stand up or comply with drug dog inspection. Greens MP David Shoebridge says that these kinds of operations and this kind of treatment are an infringement on people's rights to essentially no effect.
There's no question that the drug dog operation, where dogs are screening the population without the benefit of a warrant from the courts, there's no doubt that it's a major civil rights abuse. It's a major human rights abuse, especially for young people who tend to be overwhelmingly the focus of drug dog operations. And it is all for no conceivable benefit in reducing drug supply or drug use in New South Wales. It's a wholly bad program.
Mr. Shoebridge says what worries him is that police are able to carry these operations out without a warrant, despite needing one to use drug sniffer dogs at festivals.
Many of the drug dog operations that we see, that's drug dogs going into licensed premises, so anywhere selling alcohol, drug dogs on key parts of the city, such as George Street or King's Cross, drug dogs on the public transport system, all of those drug dog operations happen without a warrant. The Parliament just granted police the right to use drug dogs at any of those occasions whenever they chose. That's obviously deeply problematic. When we tend to see drug dog operations at other places, such as music festivals, that's normally accompanied by a warrant issued by a local court magistrate. And we don't know what is being used to persuade magistrates. We don't know the terms or the extent of those warrants because there is absolutely zero transparency from the New South Wales Police.
Everett says that this lack of transparency from the New South Wales Police Force is both deliberate and damaging, as it keeps punters from knowing their rights when it comes to strip searching and drug detection dogs.
I would say that people don't know their rights, and I think that that's, you know, another tactic by the New South Wales Police. They don't want to share that kind of information because it gives them a certain amount of power in those interactions.
Tony King, president of the New South Wales Police Association, says that officers and their dogs are now being targeted by drug legalisation activist groups, as well as drug syndicates such as bikie gangs.
It's got to be remembered that members of the dog unit, the handlers and their dogs, really perform a valuable and necessary job in the community. We should never forget that. You know, the primary concern that we have is, as we said here at the Police Association, these officers and their dogs become very easy targets.
He says that Facebook pages like Sniff Off contribute to what he calls unfair treatment of officers by the public.
You look at Facebook sites like Sniff Off, you know, these are quite easy examples where they're being unfairly targeted. These are police that are just doing their job.
Tony says that members of the community should direct their grievances to those who make the laws that police officers enforce rather than the police officers themselves.
Oh, they really are targeting the wrong people. We as police enforce the laws of the state. We don't make the laws. If there's an issue or if the community feels there's an issue, target the people that make the laws, not those that enforce it.
However, Mr Shoebridge doesn't buy that and says that police are acting without encouragement from the Parliament and without regard for how the public feel about the operations.
We have police that are aggressively pushing strip searches without any additional power being given to them by the Parliament. We have police muscling up on drug dog operations when the latest data provided by the police shows that the drug dogs get it wrong 76% of the time. We have a police service that seems to think it can do what it likes, apply its resources wherever it likes, irrespective of the concerns of the population. And that last thing is one of the most dangerous developments I've seen.